ولقد علمتم الذين اعتدوا منكم في السبت فقلنا لهم كونوا قردة خاسئين فجعلناها نكالا لما بين يديها وما خلفها وموعظة للمتقين.
Translation: And indeed, you knew those amongst you who transgressed in the matter of Sabbath, that is Saturday. We said to them, Be you monkeys, despised and rejected. So we made this punishment an example for those in front of it and those behind it, and a lesson for al-muttaqeen, that is the pious. The next topic is, the Jews breached the sanctity of the Sabbath. Allah said, And indeed you knew. This ayah means, O Jews, remember that Allah sent His torment on the village that disobeyed Him and broke their pledge and their covenant to observe the sanctity of the Sabbath. They began using deceitful means to avoid honoring the Sabbath by placing nets, ropes, and artificial pools of water for the purpose of fishing before the Sabbath. When the fish came in abundance on Saturday as usual, they were caught in the ropes and nets for the rest of Saturday. During the night, the Jews collected the fish after the Sabbath ended. When they did that, Allah changed them from humans into monkeys, the animals having the form closest to humans. Their evil deeds and deceit appeared lawful on the surface, but they were in reality wicked. This is why their punishment was compatible with their crime. This story is explained in detail in Surah Al-A'raf, where Allah said, And ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the town that was by the sea, when they transgressed in the matter of the Sabbath, that is Saturday, when their fish came to them openly on the Sabbath day, and did not come to them on the day they had no Sabbath. Thus, we made a trial of them, for they used to rebel, that is disobey Allah. Chapter 7, verse 163, Al-Quran. In his tafsir, Al-Awfi reported from Ibn Abbas that he said, We said to them, Be you monkeys, despised and rejected, means Allah changed their bodies into those of monkeys and swines. The young people turned into monkeys, while the old people turned into swine. Shayban al-Nahwi reported that Qatada commented on, We said to them, Be you monkeys, despised and rejected. Meaning, these people were turned into howling monkeys with tails after being men and women. The next topic is, the monkeys and swine that exist now are not the descendants of those that were transformed. Ibn Abi Hatim recorded that Ibn Abbas said, Those who violated the sanctity of the Sabbath were turned into monkeys. Then they perished without offspring. Ad-Dahak said that Ibn Abbas said, Allah turned them into monkeys because of their sins. They only lived on the earth for 3 days, for no transformed person ever lives more than 3 days. They did not eat, drink, or have offspring. Allah transformed their shapes into monkeys, and He does what He wills, with whom He wills, and He changes the shape of whomever He wills. On the other hand, Allah created the monkeys, swines, and the rest of the creation in the 6 days of creation that He mentioned in His book. Allah's statement, So we made this punishment an example, means Allah made the people of this village who violated the sanctity of the Sabbath an example, means via the way they were punished. Similarly, Allah said about Pharaoh, So Allah seized him with punishing example for his last and first transgression. Chapter 79, verse 25, Al-Quran. Allah's statement, For those in front of it and those behind it, meaning for the other villages. Ibn Abbas commented, meaning we made this village an example for the villages around it by the manner in which we punished its people. Similarly, Allah said, And indeed, we have destroyed towns, populations round about you, and we have repeatedly shown them the ayat, that is proofs, evidences, verses, lessons, signs, revelations, etc., in various ways, that they might return to the truth and believe in the oneness of Allah, that is Islamic monotheism. Chapter 46, verse 27, Al-Quran. Therefore, Allah made them an example for those who lived during the time, as well as a reminder for those to come, by preserving their story. This is why Allah said, and a lesson for Al-Muttaqeen, the pious, meaning a reminder. This ayah means the torment and punishment that this village suffered was a result of indulging in Allah's prohibitions and their deceit. Hence, those who have taqwa should be aware of their evil behavior, so that what occurred to this village does not befall them as well. Also, Imam Abu Abdullah bin Battah reported that Abu Huraira said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not commit what the Jews committed, breaching what Allah has forbidden by resorting to the lowest types of deceit." This hadith has a good jayyid chain of narration. Allah knows best.